And good morning. It's now 6:04. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. A former ambulance worker charged in the death of a Springfield man has been sentenced to 2 years of probation and community service. Peter Cadigan was also sentenced to 180 days in prison, but was given credit for the time already served after his arrest. Cadigan had pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the death of Earl Moore Jr. He and his co-worker, Peggy Finley, were called to transport 35-year-old Earl Moore Jr. in December of 2022. Moore was having an hallucinatory episode, according to authorities. The two employees of LifeStar EMS strapped him face down on a stretcher, according to authorities, but by the time he arrived at a local hospital, Moore was dead. A coroner's report determined he died from asphyxiation. Both Cadigan and Finley had been charged with murder. Finley's case continues. She's expected in court again next month. Lanphier High School in Springfield suspends its black students at a higher rate than almost any other school in the state. Emily Hayes has more details.
Data from the Illinois Report Card shows the vast majority of suspensions in Lanphier's 2024 to 2025 school year were for, quote, other reasons. That means the suspensions weren't for things like violence, alcohol, or cigarettes. Keon Horton is a rising junior at the high school. He says he noticed students were getting more suspensions towards the end of the year for cursing or being late to class.
Teachers are starting to get tired of trouble.
Lanphier's principal says the data is looking better this year, partially because administrators are shifting their focus to students repairing any harms they've caused instead of just punishing them. I'm Emily Hayes.
Well, today marks 4 years since Roe v. Wade was overturned. Illinois has since become a top provider of abortions for out-of-state patients. Nearly one in four abortions for people who don't live here were performed by Illinois-based providers last year, according to data from the Guttmacher Institute, a prominent abortion rights organization. Megan Jaffo is the executive director of the Chicago Abortion Fund. She says the decision to overturn Roe expanded the group's role.
What was once a regional abortion fund is now a critical part of the nation's abortion access infrastructure, helping people navigate bans, travel across state lines, and overcome financial barriers to help people get the care they want, need, and deserve.
Since 2022, Illinois has also passed several bills aimed at protecting abortion access statewide. A standout freshman from this past season for the University of Illinois men's basketball team was a top five pick in last night's NBA draft. Keaton Wagler was drafted at number 5 by the Los Angeles Clippers, the second highest pick for the Illini in history. He was an All-American at Illinois, leading the team to a Final Four appearance. Illinois' total of 4 first-round picks over the last 3 drafts ranks 2nd in the nation. Our weather for today, 61 right now, but we're going to hit a high around 82. We do have a chance for some showers and thunderstorms later.